From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. The mayor of Pine Bluff is releasing new details about a death at the city's aquatic center. 84-year-old Iridell Collins was found unresponsive at the facility on June 10th and later died at a hospital. In a news conference last week, Pine Bluff Mayor Vivian Flowers said the city is working to address safety concerns at the facility, adding more training for lifeguards and infrastructure improvements. A federal judge has dismissed parts of a lawsuit over the killing of Little Rock's former airport director by federal agents. Little Rock Public Radio's Josie Lenora reports the case centers on a controversial raid back in 2024.
Brian Malinowski was the director of Little Rock's Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport for over 4 years. A gun enthusiast, Malinowski allegedly sold 150 guns over a 3-year time frame. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives believed some sales were illegal. In March of 2024, in the pre-dawn hours, his Little Rock home was raided. It's unclear if Malinowski knew the people at his door were ATF agents when he came to the door holding a gun. Less than a minute after they knocked on his door, ATF agents shot the 53-year-old. He died 2 days later in the hospital. The raid has come under scrutiny from Second Amendment advocates, eventually leading to a congressional hearing. On Monday, federal judge Lee Radofsky tossed out parts of the lawsuit brought by the family against the ATF. The ruling sounded resigned. Radofsky said Supreme Court precedent does not give the family a path to litigation against the individual agents involved in the raid. He said he was aware how frustrating this is for families who have, quote, experienced a significant violation of their constitutional rights by federal officials. He added that the family is, quote, not alone in their frustration. Other claims against the government in the Malinowski raid have yet to be decided by the judge. Josie Lenora, Little Rock Public Radio.
Central Arkansas Water says it will have no trouble keeping two proposed data centers afloat. CEO Ted Bohannon told the Arkansas Democrat-Gazette that any project that would negatively affect the water supply for the utility's customer base would be required to pay for improvements, saying the company would, quote, not allow any single user or industry to jeopardize water availability. While data centers can consume up to 5 million gallons of water per day, enough to service a town of up to 50,000 people, Bohannon said Aveo, the company behind the proposed data center near Wrightsville, reported it would initially only use up to 20,000 gallons per day. Bohannon told the paper that Central Arkansas Water has a treatment capacity of up to 157 million gallons per day, while peak daily demand currently sits at around 126 million gallons. Arkansas has one of the nation's highest rates of cesarean births among low-risk pregnancies. A year ago, the Arkansas Perinatal Quality Collaborative wrapped up an initiative aimed at lowering that number. The collaborative's executive director, Dr. Jennifer Callaghan Grew, says this follows a national trend of increasing births by C-section.
Cesarean births are life-saving procedures when they're medically necessary. But what we're seeing in the United States is that in the early 2000s, the rate of C-section rose pretty dramatically. And we understand from a lot of investigation into C-section rates and what are the contributing factors that a good proportion of them could have been prevented.
While the collaborative did not succeed in reducing the number of C-sections at participating hospitals, the number did not change, and Callaghan Grew says the number likely would have grown without their intervention. She says while the procedure is sometimes medically necessary, it can cause complications further down the line.
C-sections contribute to increased risk for different types of complications postpartum, and then where you see the highest risk are for women who have multiple C-sections, so 3 or 4 C-sections for each pregnancy, and then they're at much higher risk of very serious complications.
The collaborative brought birthing hospitals from across Arkansas together to compare data and share challenges and strategies to help lower the number of C-sections. Callaghan Carew spoke with our partner station KUAF in Fayetteville. An Arkansas native killed in action during the Vietnam War could soon be returning home. Bald Knob native Don Franklin Worley was killed in Laos in 1968 while he was taking part in a joint Air Force-CIA mission to place a radar on a mountaintop. The mission was publicly denied for decades by the military. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports Worley's remains have likely been identified after 58 years and that his family is working to return them to Arkansas. The number of international students has dropped at three Arkansas universities. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports UA Little Rock saw the sharpest drop between 2024 and 2025, with international student enrollment falling by more than 35%. University of Central Arkansas and Arkansas Tech University also saw their international student population fall last year. A survey by the Institute of International Education found new policies from the Trump administration were the main reason behind a national decline of 17% in fall of last year. A Central Arkansas tree removal firm remains entangled in a legal battle, even after being cleared of price gouging claims levied by state regulators. Capital City Tree Service was sued by Attorney General Tim Griffin in February of last year, saying the company and its owners had racked up 28 violations of the state's Deceptive Trade Practice Act. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports, following a five-day civil trial, Circuit Judge Kathy Compton dismissed seven accusations for lack of evidence. The jury cleared the company president and general manager of individual claims and of several claims against the business. Still, the jury found the company liable for, quote, unconscionable conduct. The Attorney General's office is now seeking nearly $600,000 in penalties and restitution. Capital City Tree Service now has 2 weeks to respond to the state's argument. Central Arkansas's largest art museum is expected to receive an insurance payout to help pay to fix damage from a flood last year. The Arkansas Museum of Fine Arts will be reimbursed more than $500,000 from the insurance claim, according to the Arkansas Democrat-Gazette. The museum sustained damage from the flooding in April of 2025, about 2 years after the museum reopened after a multi-million dollar reimagining project. 91 degrees is your high today. We have a low of 73 tonight. This afternoon, some chances of pop-up showers and thunderstorms once again. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.